It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Welcome back to Valley Falls High School. We're now getting set for the boys' portion of tonight's non-league doubleheader as the Valley Falls Dragons host the Donovan West Mustangs. Alongside Kirk Kilman taking care of us back in the studios, I am Johnny Kane. Tonight's matchup will start with Donovan West. Ninth-year head coach David Johnson, 8-13 last year, but they're off to a 2-3 start this year. Wins over Oskaloosa and Valley Heights last Friday. That was a 56-53 double overtime win for the Donovan West boys. Brock Leatherman had 20 in that game. Brayton Johnson had 14. Trent Spiker had 12. Just a great win all the way around for the Donovan West boys, who desperately needed it after a slow start they did have here so far this season. Valley Falls, meanwhile, under head coach Caleb Gatzmeier, they are 5-0. Four of their five wins have been by 25-plus points. They had their toughest game of the year so far on Friday, a 72-65 heated overtime win over Pleasant Ridge last Friday night. They're averaging 64 points per game here so far this season after reaching the state tournament a year ago. This is a Valley Falls team that is quick, it's athletic, maybe a little bit undersized, but other than that, they get up and down the floor, and they do a little thing. That is exactly what Coach Gatzmeier loves about this team. They average 13 offensive rebounds a game, 17 assists per game, and they have almost 10 steals a game as well. And so that it tells you right there, it's a team that hustles around and is playing very, very good basketball here to start this 2021-22 season. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back, we'll get you starters, and then tip this game off. It's Donovan West and Valley Falls, our boys' game, when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. It's time to get to our starting lineup for tonight's matchup for Donovan West under head coach David Johnson. Senior Trent Spiker, freshman Hudson Penny, senior Creighton Johnson, senior Cole Franken, and senior Brock Leatherman. Spiker, Penny, Johnson, Franken, Leatherman, starting five for Donovan West tonight. And for head coach Caleb Gatzmeier of Valley Falls, with sophomore Zach Evans, junior Dylan Cervantes, junior Trenton Kratchner, senior Brennan Miller, and senior Avery Gatzmeier. So for the Dragons, Evans, Cervantes, Kratchner, Miller, and Gatzmeier, the starting five here tonight. Donovan West in their road, navy blue uniforms, tops and bottoms with orange numerals trimmed in white. They will go from right to left here in this first half. Valley Falls in their home, white uniforms with gold numerals trimmed in black. They'll go from left to right. Earlier tonight, it was the Donovan West girls winning 57-34. So now for our boys game, which should be much more up-tempo. Trent Kratchner will step into the center circle for Valley Falls here tonight. For Donovan West, it'll be Trent Spiker. So we're 8 minutes are on the clock. We're ready to go. Veteran referee crew here tonight in our boys' game. Toss of the basketball is up. The opening tip is controlled by Donovan West, and we're underway. Cole Franken in the left corner, kicks it back out on top. Here's Brock Leatherman out between the rings. Valley Falls starts in a man-to-man. Hudson Penny gets back off Leatherman, left to the head of the circle. Guarded by Cervantes. Leatherman crosses over, gets a screen. Otherman still with it. He's in trouble now. Picks up his dribble. Takes it left side to Johnson. Guarded tightly by Zach Evans. Brock Leatherman out on the left wing. Looking inside, nothing there. Spiker trying to get position, but he can't get there. Now a ball tapped out of bounds by Evans. It'll stay with Donovan West. Pass in the inbound. Here's Creighton Johnson in the right corner. Holds the ball high above his head. Kicks it up top to Penny. Back to Johnson on the right wing. Spiker's calling for it. They can't get it to him. Now Franken. Left side of the floor, Penny. Spiker still calling for it. They don't get it to him. Here's up on top of Leatherman. Three. In and out. Rebound yanked away by Evans. And here comes Valley Falls. Brennan Miller up the floor. Kicks it off to Gassmeyer. Avery drives in. Hop step shot off the window is in. Tough shot, but Avery Gassmeyer got it to go. Averages 12 points a game, has the first points of the night. 2-0 Valley Falls, 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls shows pressure. Penny breaks it, gets it inside to Franken. He'll lay it up and in. Cole Franken has his first points of the night. We're tied at 2. Dylan Cervantes back on top. Donovan West is going to be in a man-to-man. Gatzmeyer gets a screen. Gets it up on top. Cervantes ripped it into the corner. Here's Miller now. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Tries to feed it off to Evans. Now back out Miller. He'll pump on the top of the key three. It's wide left. Offensive rebound for Cervantes. He goes back up strong and lays it over the front of the rim and in. Cervantes has his first points. He averages 13.2 a night. 6:08 to go. First quarter. 4-2 Valley Falls. Again, pressure in the backcourt by the Dragons. Penny on the near backcourt. In trouble still. Now Franken finally across the timeline. Has it poked free. Penny gets it back off to Leatherman. He'll step into a triple. It's in and out. Offensive rebound for Johnson, but we're going to get a foul going on the other end against Penny, I think. So that will be his first personal foul. And the first team foul on either side. 5:51 to go, first quarter, 4-2 Valley Falls. The Dragons operate from left to right. Gatzmeyer in the right corner. It back between the rings to Miller. Miller's been great this year from that point guard spot. He's averaging 7.5 assists a game. Here's a baseline drive. Evans flicks it up and in. His first points of the night. Evans, he has a double-figure score. 12 points tonight. Three guys averaging double figures for Valley Falls on the season. 6-2, the Dragons lead. 5:20 to go. Cole Franken between the rings. Controls it for Donovan West. Guarded by Gatzmeyer. Now here's Penny. Left side of the floor to up to Leatherman. Johnson, right side, Penny. Good movement. Now pass down low to Franken. He backs down, spins, shoots, and missed it left. Rebound to Valley Falls. Here's Cervantes now. Dylan quickly in transition. And off to Miller. He'll back things out. Evans looking inside for Cervantes. He's calling for the basketball. They can't get it to him. Here's Gassmeyer, left side of the floor to Miller. Miller has it poked free. It's stolen away by Penny. Penny, left lane line drive, absorbs contact and flicks it up and in. Nice move by the freshman Penny, and Coach Gatzmeyer wants a quick timeout. He's seen enough. He did not like that exchange at all from his guy, so we'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. It's 4:35 to go in the opening quarter. It is 6-4 Valley Falls. Dragons with buckets by Evans, Cervantes, and Gatzmeyer. Mustangs with buckets from Penny and Franken. So 4:35 to go in the first. Coach Gatzmeyer uses his first timeout. He does not have a necessarily deep team by any means. He's only going to go 6-7 guys deep. Really, Spencer Dorrin. Duramaji off the bench is really the only guy that's going to provide a ton of minutes off the bench. But other than that, it's pretty much going to be these five out there right now. Trent Kraxner drives left baseline, kicks it out to Gatzmeyer here out of the timeout. Cross-court pass up on top to Miller. Miller gets to the lane. Pass off to Evans. He'll absorb contact. Look into the corner. Gatzmeyer, corner three, in and out. Rebound, spot four, taps out of bounds. It'll be the last touch by Valley Falls, and Donovan West will have it. Lead is 2 for Valley Falls with 4 minutes gone by in the opening frame. Brock Leatherman, left wing to Franken out between the circles. He picks up the dribble, gets it back near side to Leatherman, and now here's Penny out near the timeline. Penny, again, just a freshman, but he looks good so far here tonight. Now he has the ball tipped free. It's stolen away by Miller. He'll drive in. That's Evans now. He gets hit hard in a hard fall, hard foul, and two free throws coming for Zach Evans. That's going to be on Penny, and that will be his second. And so here's Zach Evans to the free throw line. Evans, 10 of 17 on the year, 59% from the stripe. Rattles in the first. So one more free throw coming for Evans. In Valley Falls, decent free throw shooting team, 60% on the year. Haven't shot the three ball great this year, only 27%. And a free throw by Evans is in there, so he nails both. He's got four. The lead is 8-4 in favor of Valley Falls with 3:45 to go in the first. Frank in the backcourt gets double teamed. Now spins away, still in the backcourt. Franken is trying to dribble through a bunch of pressure. It's stolen away by Cervantes. Dillon drives in, crosses over, has it poked free, and now they're getting an offensive foul called on Dillon Cervantes. Cervantes is going to get hit with his first foul as Coach Johnson is irate with his guys on the far sideline. Coach Johnson has coached a lot of basketball. Back on the sidelines here for Donovan West this year. The Mustangs with it. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Brody Jeske in the game now for the first time. Pass inside. Spiker gets loose. Flicks it off the backboard and in. First points of the night for Trent Spiker. Spiker coming off a 12-point outing against Valley Heights in that double overtime win on Friday. Here's a three-pointer by Evans. Short. Rebound. Fought for. Cervantes yanks it away and sticks it off and in. That is three offensive rebounds for Dillon Cervantes. He averages five rebounds a game, and he's already got a couple for offensive rebounds and six backs here in the first quarter. 10-6 Valley Falls, 2:48 to go in the first. Leatherman in the right corner, gets it inside to Franken. He'll spin, shoot up a shot, partially tipped, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Donovan West. Kelby Windmeyer now is going to come in for the first time, just a freshman to replace Franken. And it'll be Leatherman to trigger it in from the baseline. Send it to Johnson on the left wing. Back inside Spiker on the left block. He'll get down, get in the middle lane, flick it up with the right hand, and bank it home. 4 points for Trent Spiker. Back-to-back buckets makes it a two-point lead for Valley Falls. Up on top, this is Kraxner. Right side of the floor to Cervantes. Screen set. Cervantes dribbles to the top of the key. Now picks it up. Feeds in the middle of the lane to Miller. Nice pass inside to Evans, who lays it up and in. Beautiful feed, another assist for Brennan Miller. 6 points for Zach Evans, makes it 12-8 Valley Falls, 2:05 to go in the first. Johnson, he'll just pull out, shoot a three, and leave it short. Rebound then tapped around, tapped out, and Donovan West saves it. Jeske a jumper, it's air balled short. Here comes Valley Falls, quickly up ahead. Kraxner drives in, flips it up with the right hand, and he missed the layup. Rebound tapped around again at Cervantes, but this time he gets tied up. Good job by Johnson to get back and force the tie-up, but the possession arrow is going to keep it with Valley Falls. Let's send Penny back into the game despite those two fouls. And it's Gatzmeyer to trigger it in from the baseline for the Dragon. Gets it inside to Evans. Back out to Cervantes. He'll get in the middle lane. Spin, go up and under. Flick it off the window and in. What a start for Dillon Cervantes. He's got six. 14-8. Valley Falls, 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Other man on the left wing controls the basketball between the rings to Enmeyer. Right side of the floor, Penny with it. Calling for a screen, doesn't get it. Now between the rings to Johnson. Leatherman, nice back cut. Johnson catches it at the baseline, picks it out to Penny. He'll drive right baseline, get cut off, back out to Johnson on the elbow. Get back to Penny, he'll dribble it out near the timeline. Spiker now between the rings. Kicks right side, Leatherman. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Penny on the left wing. Looking inside. Nothing there. Great defense by Valley Falls. Here's Spiker now in the left corner. Trey with a right-handed dribble. Yo-yos out to the top. And gives it off to Johnson. Long possession here for Donovan West, and now is a steal for Kraxner. Third turnover for the Mustangs. Coming the other way, Miller. Nice pass to Evans on the inside. He left it short, and now he's going to go over the back. As you think he just lost it. He went to go up with it, and the ball just flew through his hands. Then he went over the top of Leatherman, so Zach will pick up his first. A couple of subs as Spencer Dormaggi will come in, a senior. Carson Clark, another senior, in there as well for Valley Falls. Cervantes and Kraxner will each take his seat. 14-8 Valley Falls, 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Penny across the timeline with a left-handed dribble. Guarded by Miller. Penny still with it. Still, and now he's in trouble. He picks it up, gives it off to Johnson. 17 seconds. Donovan West wants the final shot. Penny now with it out the timeline. 10 seconds to go. Penny into the right corner. Crosses over, gets it to Johnson. Left side, Leatherman. He'll spot for a three. It's wide right. Dormaggi with a rebound. 1 second to go. And a throw from three-quarters court is late. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. One quarter in the book. Valley Falls, 14. Donovan West, 8. We'll take a timeout and come back with the second quarter on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit for Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Start of the second quarter, 14-8. Valley Falls leads. Donovan West will have the opening possession. Hudson Penny will control it out on top. Donovan West and their road blues, they operate from right to left. Penny in a lot of trouble. Cervantes playing great defense. Penny still with it on the right wing. Now down low to Spiker. He'll shoot off the window and bank it in from the right block. 6 first half points for Trent Spiker. It's at 14-10 Valley Falls, 20 seconds into the second quarter. Carson Clark on the left wing, down low to Evans on the left block, give and go. Ball moved around. Dormaggi has it now, and he'll flick it over the front of the rim and in. So Spencer Dormaggi has his first points of the night. He only averages about a bucket a game. 16-10 Valley Falls, 7:15 to go in the opening court, in the opening half. Valley Falls now in a little bit of a matchup zone. Kicked into the corner. Franken's got it. Out of the right wing, Johnson. Up on top, Leatherman. It's like a 3-2 zone. Spiker down low. Double team. Gets it off to Penny. Kicked out Leatherman. He'll spot for a left wing three. It's too strong. Long rebound careens into the hands of Cervantes, who quickly brings it the other way. Dillon to the other end. Hands it off to Evans. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Back out Dillon. Pumps on a three. Dribbles to the baseline. Back out Evans. Now Gatzmeier. Thought about a three. He'll drive inside. Kick it out to Cervantes, he'll try a three. It's too strong. And Spiker will pull away the rebound. Here's Penny now into the front court quickly. Johnson on the left wing. Spiker to the baseline. Back out Johnson. Pumps on a deep triple. Gives it back to Penny between the rings. Valley Falls is going to stay in this 3-2 zone. 6:18 to go in the half. The Dragons lead by 6. Little Lane Johnson. And a back cut to Franken. Wide open but missed it. Leatherman to Penny. Now Spiker to the baseline. He'll pull up from 15 feet. It's too strong. Rebound tapped around. It's into the hands of Evans. Here's Cervantes now across the timeline. Back out Evans. Left side of the floor to Gatzmeier. Avery just pulls it deep. Three. It's in and out. Offensive rebound for Clark. His stick back, no good. And then Spiker just reaches up over everybody and yanks it away for Donovan West. Nice pass. Leatherman to the other end. Goes up, gets hammered, and he'll shoot a pair. The first foul on Kirsten Clark, and we'll send Brock Leatherman to the free throw line for the first time. And these are the first free throw attempts for Donovan West this evening. 5:38 to go in the half. Two shots for Leatherman, who hasn't scored yet. First free throw, rims over the top, and in. Wendmeyer back into the game for Donovan West. The second free throw is too strong from Leatherman. 16-11, Valley Falls, 5:33 to go in the first half. Evans on the right wing. Takes one dribble, kicks across court to Cervantes. He'll pull for a three. That's too strong. Offensive rebound for Clark, but he stepped on the baseline. Donovan West will have it back. Hasn't been a great three-point shooting night so far for Valley Falls. They haven't hit one yet. They only shoot 27% on the year, which, again, that is just through five games. Head of the lane. Shot is blocked away. Wendmeyer gets blocked by Dormazzi, but then getting it back is Wendmeyer, and he sticks it up and in. 16-13, Valley Falls, 5 minutes to go. Carson Clark in the left corner. Gets it up on top to Evans. Dormazzi now, one of the right corner, Cervantes. Gatzmeyer pumps on a three, drives in, hop step, shot with the right hand is in. Second basket of the night for Avery Gatzmeyer. He's got four. 18-13 Dragons, 4:40 to go in the half. Leatherman gets it into Wendmeyer. He'll pull it from 10 feet. This rattles in and out. Avery with a rebound. Here he comes. Quickly up ahead, Cervantes. He crosses over. Kicks it off to Avery. Pumps through. Goes between the legs. Might have got away with the travel, but now he flicks it up on Dr. Cervantes. Offen West is staying in a man-to-man. There's Evans out on top. Clark at the baseline. Pull up 10-footer is in there. First point of the night for Carson Clark. Lead is 7 for the Dragons as we approach halfway point of the second quarter. Pass inside to Spiker. He'll go up and get fouled. A nice pass from Penny. And there's two free throws coming up for Trent Spiker as the foul is on Dormazzi. Two shots coming for Spiker. His first attempt of the night. He's got 6 points here in the first half. This one's well short. Brennan Miller and Trenton Craxner back into the game to replace Evans and Dormazzi. Spiker's second is in and out. They missed them both. And Valley Falls with the back, leading by 7. Gatzmeyer on the left wing. A deep three. It's wide right. Off at the rebound, though, for Craxner. Gets it out to Brennan Miller. Now here's Trottis in the middle lane. He'll force up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Clark comes up with it. He spins, fades away, and puts it through. 4 points for Carson Clark, and it's 22-13. And we're going to get a quick timeout by Coach Johnson. And he is mad at himself because Brock Leatherman had a wide-open step-in three, but instead he'll get the timeout. We'll take the break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect snack, at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. 3:30 to go in the half. It's 22-13 Valley Falls, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 3:30 to go. First half, 22-13 Valley Falls lead, but Donovan West has the basketball. Leatherman trying to get it in, and his pass is knocked free, saved in, but it's into the hands of Donovan West. Johnson drives in. He gets poked free. Now Leatherman cleans it up and in. Right place, right time. Valley Falls did everything right, but the ball just bounces the right way. And now, I mean, a turnover as Brendan Miller tried to feed it inside, but throws a rocket pass past Kraxner. That'll be the fifth Valley Falls turnover. 22-15 our score with 3:13 to go in the first half. Tenney out on top, guarded tightly by Miller. Another man between the rings, kicks the left side to Johnson. Spiker calling for it. Here's a top of the key three by Penny, and it's short. Rebound to Cervantes. Cervantes quickly into the forecourt. Gets it off to Miller. Tries to feed it inside, but the ball is going to be knocked free. Clark gets it, goes up, and gets fouled. That'll send Carson Clark to the free throw line. He's had a great start to this game. Clark with 4 points. His first free throw attempts of the evening. 55% from the line. Averages about 4 points tonight. This is the first free throw. And Brody Jeske back into the game for Donovan West. Clark's second free throw, missed them both. Offensive rebound, though, for Kraxner. Valley Falls sticks with it. Miller gets in the middle of the lane, kicks to right side, Kraxner. He gets double-teamed, cross-court pass, Gathmeyer. Another triple on the way, this one's short. Another offensive rebound for Cervantes. He'll go back up and stick it in. 8 points for Dylan Cervantes. 24-15, the lead is 9 for Valley Falls. 2:25 to go in the half. Creighton Johnson to the left wing. Backs up, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Clark all over him. Into the corner now. Here's Spiker. Tran with a right-handed dribble. Gets out near the top of the key. Now backs it up near the timeline as we approach 2 minutes to go. Leatherman now crosses over. Gets to the right corner. Gives it off to Jeske. Jeske, nice back cut to Johnson, but it's kicked away and off the foot of Johnson. So Donovan West turns it over for the fourth time. So 2 minutes to go in the first half. The lead is 9 for the Valley Falls Dragons, and they've got the basketball operating from left to right. Cervantes in the middle of the lane. Nice pass to Evans, who lays it up and in. Evans gets the layup, and Coach Johnson's going to take a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take the break. Again, it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 1:42 to go in the first half. Lead is 11. The first time for Valley Falls, the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
At Ireland Custom Exhaust, when we think about the holidays, we think about families.
Since the 1950s, Ireland Custom Exhaust has been treating our customers like family and working on your vehicles like they were our own.
We take pride in our experience and the time we put into every job. We enjoy giving you a great option for quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Thanks for your business and happy holidays from our family to your family. Ireland Custom Exhaust, located just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1:40 to go out of the timeout. 26-15 Valley Falls. Donovan West, though, with the basketball. Brock Leatherman out near the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Gets it off to Franken. Right side of the floor, Jeske now. Here's Leatherman again in the corner. Spiker's calling for it, but he gets double-teamed. Now a pass out on top is into the hands of Franken. He'll back up. Kick it right side of the floor, Leatherman. Brock crosses over, backs up. Valley Falls is playing great defense right now. There's nowhere to go for Donovan West. Let Johnson drives in, floats up a shot with the right hand. It rims off the back of the rim and falls through. First points of the night for Creighton Johnson, 26-17. Back the other way, Valley Falls with a 9-point lead. Pass inside, ball tipped out of bounds by Spiker, and will stay with the Dragons. Gatzmeyer will trigger it in from the baseline, gets it up to the right of the head of the circle to Miller. Nice pass inside Kraxner, and he lays it up and in. First points of the night for Trenton Kraxner. Averages about 8 points a game, 8 points, eight rebounds, and nearly one block a game. 28-17, Valley Falls, 40 seconds to go in the half. Johnson out on top. Guarded tightly, gets it to Franken in the left corner. Now Chesky holds the ball high above his head, guarded by Miller. Left side of the floor to corner to Franken. Cole now with a right-handed dribble to the top of the key. Picks it up, has it poked free, which is in the hands of Leatherman. 18 seconds to go. Johnson now with it in the center circle. 12 seconds to go. Donovan West can take the final shot. Johnson, cross-court pass on the near side. Leatherman, pass down low to Spiker, but it's tipped out of bounds by Kraxner with 4.7 seconds to go. Quick sub, Kelby Windmeyer back into the game for Franken. 4.7 remaining. Leatherman, the trigger man with 4.7 seconds. Rock still looking, gets it into Windmeyer. He forces up a shot off the window, it's in and out. Gatzmeyer with a rebound, tries to kick it up ahead, but it's going to be short, and we'll go to our halftime break. Two quarters are in the books. At the end of two, it's 28-17. Valley Falls with the advantage. Let's take a quick timeout. Come back with first half stats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back here to Valley Falls High School. We're at halftime of our boys' game here tonight between the Donovan West Mustangs and the Valley Falls Dragons. Valley Falls with a 28-17 lead here at intermission alongside Kirk Kilman, Johnny King here with you. Valley Falls at 14-8 after one and have just continued to just slowly build on to their lead, which is at 11 right now. But like if you talk to head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer of Valley Falls, he's going to tell you his guys have not played up to his par, or at least his standards, here so far in this game. Looking at the final, at the first half stats, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Donovan West, four turnovers, did not hit a three-pointer. They were one of four from the free throw line, led in scoring by Trent Spiker, who has six, two apiece for Kelby Windmeyer, Hudson Penny, Creighton Johnson, and Cole Franken, and 3 points for Brock Leatherman. Valley Falls, meanwhile, five turnovers. They did not hit a three in the first half. Two of two from the free throw line, and they were led in scoring by Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes, each with eight. 4 points for Carson Clark and Avery Gastmeyer, and two apiece for Trenton Kraxner and Spencer Doramaji. Valley Falls here at halftime with a 28-17 advantage. The final games here before we take our holiday break. Games won't start back up until around the 3rd or 4th of January. But again, our halftime score, Valley Falls 28, Donovan West 17. Let's take another break. We'll come back and find some scores of other games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
How does Santa get so much done this time of year? From ordering toy supplies to reindeer food, he keeps it all in check with the Union State Bank mobile app. With easy money transfer options, budget bubbles to track spending, and easy card blocking if he misplaces it in the workshop, Union State Bank has him covered. Learn more about our mobile banking on your smartphone app search. Just type USB mobile banking and you're off and running.
The Union State Banks of Horton and Everest. Member FDIC. Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road, wants to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season and to say thank you for your past business. They look forward to serving you again in 2022. Anderson Meats is planning to expand their operation to include retail sales, so be listening for details. They're currently taking appointments for your meat processing for spring. Call or stop by at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to Valley Falls High School. Just about set to start the third quarter of tonight's boys non-league matchup. Valley Falls with a 28-17 lead here at intermission alongside Kirk Kilman. Johnny Kane here with you. Looking at some other scores of games around the area. The Wetmore boys lead Pawnee City 27-19 at halftime. Clifton Clyde boys lead Troy 42-41 at the half. And a last check, Hanover was leading Dyler O'Dell 17-10 after the first quarter. Center early in the girls game that Troy suffered a loss tonight, but it's actually Troy girls getting the big overtime victory tonight, as it was a close one that came all the way down to the wire in a 49-47 victory for the Troy girls in overtime. So Troy girls, they've won a couple of games in a row with head coach Derek Jasper. And those scores are brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? 28-17 is our score as we are now set to start quarter number three. And it will be Valley Falls basketball to start. They will go from right to left in the second half. Donovan West will go from left to right. Valley Falls out there with Cervantes, Miller, Evans, Kraxner, and Gatzmeyer. Donovan West counters with their starting five of Spiker, Penny, Johnson, Frank, and Leatherman. So here we go. We're underway. Right away, Brendan Miller drives inside, forces up a right-handed shot that's short. Rebound to Donovan West. Crosses over, Leatherman. Dribbles it out between the rings. Back to the near side, Spiker. Valley Falls starts at a man-to-man. Penny gets the ball ripped free from out on top. Now he goes behind the back, and they're going to reach in foul now on Miller. So Brennan Miller will pick up his first personal. First team foul on either side, 7:28 to go, third quarter, 28-17, Valley Falls. Johnson in the right corner, holds the ball high above his head. It's been a tough offensive night so far for the Mustangs. Spiker now in the right corner, faces up on Kraxner. Nice pass inside Johnson, but he gets blocked by Gatzmeyer, who cannot believe that he gets called for that foul. And that gets Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer off the bench. I don't think it was on Gatzmeyer, though. I think it was on Zach Evans, and yeah, it was with the body underneath. So that's his second. And it's in Creighton Johnson to the free throw line for the first time tonight. His first free throw is in there. One more free throw coming up for Johnson. Looking to pull Donovan West back within single digits. Right hand shooter, he got them both. 4 points for Johnson, 28-19. Valley Falls, 7:13 to go, third quarter. Kraxner drives right lane, left lane line, and he runs over a defender and picks up a charge. First foul on Kraxner. This is exactly the game that Caleb Gaffmeyer, the head coach of Valley Falls, told me pregame he expected. He expected Donovan West to muddy this game up, just give them a shot to hang around, and so far that's been the case, especially the start of this third quarter, only a minute gone by. Leatherman drives baseline, floats up a shot with the right hand that misses everything. Kraxner then kicks it up ahead to Gatzmeyer, and he'll lay it up and in with the right hand. 6 points for Avery Gatzmeyer, and a nice feed from Trenton Kraxner. Just like that, lead back up to 11. Leatherman left to the front court. Dribbles with the right hand to the right wing. Al Franken with it. Inside to Johnson. Tries to go up and under, has the ball poked free. Spiker now with it. Goes between the legs on the wing. Guarded by Evans. Now the ball loose on the floor, and it's just going to be yanked away. Miller comes up with it. Actually, that was Evans that stole it away. Kraxner, a nice feed inside to Cervantes, who goes up and under and lays it in. 10 for Dylan Cervantes, and the lead just locked that up to 13. It goes Johnson, wants a timeout. He has seen enough. His last two possessions, he did not like it all from his guys. We'll get a timeout. Quick 30-second one. We'll keep it here. 6:09 to go, third quarter. The lead is up to 13 for Valley Falls. This is the Valley Falls style of basketball they want. Out in transition, moving around. 6:09 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls took what was a 9-point lead and now made it 13 with a couple of quick baskets in transition. First, the layup by Gassmeyer. Another nice feed from Kraxner to Cervantes, who's in a double figures for the first time in this game. First person in double figures is Cervantes. Out of the timeout, the 13-point lead. And Donovan West will have it side out of bounds on the near sideline. And he's got it just inside of the timeline. Goes behind the back on Miller. Left side of the floor, here's Jeske with it. Here comes a double team. Jeske in treble. Picks up his dribble. Still looking. Nearly a 5-second count. About 4.5. And now a ball tipped out of bounds by Gassmeyer. And he'll stay with Donovan West. Leatherman now will look to trigger it in again. It's in the left corner to Johnson. Wendmeyer's calling for it. Johnson gets inside. Left baseline, back left wing to Leatherman. Left of the arc, Leatherman still with it. Guarded tightly by Cervantes. Wendmeyer, right side of the floor, Penny. Inside Johnson, they're going to reach in foul, I think, on Kraxner, who was coming around the backside. It is going to be on Kraxner, his second. Pass inside. There's a block, but a foul on Avery Gassmeyer, and they'll send Johnson back to the free throw line. So Johnson to the line, where he just went 2 of 2. First free throw, short. One more free throw coming for Johnson. And he got it. 5 points for Creighton Johnson. It makes it a 32-20 lead for Valley Falls. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Kraxner gets it up on top to Gassmeyer. He'll spot for three. This is wide left. Rebound yanked away by Wendmeyer of Donovan West. Leatherman into the forecourt. Crosses over. Gets to the right wing. At the baseline, feeds it inside of Johnson, but it's tipped out of bounds. And it's lost touch by Kraxner, so it'll stay with Donovan West. Spiker and Franken back in for the Mustangs. While Carson Clark is in there to replace Kraxner. Clark had a solid start to this game. He had 4 quick ones in the second quarter. Now he's seen his first action here. Here's Spiker, a quick pass up to him in the middle of the lane. He missed a bunny. Long rebound tapped around. It's into the hands of Evan. Quickly up ahead. Miller. Middle of the lane. Nice pass to Clark, and he travels. Nope, they're going to get a foul for that. Foul instead on Franken, which will be his first. Five 5:01 to go, third quarter. The lead is 12 for Valley Falls. Miller left to the head of the circle. He'll spot for a three and bury it. First three of the night by either side, and it comes from Brennan Miller for his first points of the night. Leatherman drives right baseline. Feet inside to Franken. He'll stick it up and leave it short. Rebound yanked away by Cervantes. Dylan quickly all the way to the other end. Nobody stops the basketball. He leaves it off for Zach Evans, who puts it up and in. 10 points for Evans, and just like that, it's a 17-point advantage for the Dragons. Penny in the right corner. Feeds it inside. Ball tipped around. It's going to tap out of bounds. And it was last touched by Clark. Everything has been tough for Donovan West here tonight. 3 points is all they've scored so far here in the third quarter. Spiker's got it on the block, and he gets bodied underneath, and they'll get the foul on Clark for his second. Number 12, That'll be the sixth team foul. So Donovan West is going to be shooting free throws on any foul defensively by Valley Falls remainder of this game. There's a steal now for Miller. Brennan inside. Drives all the way in. Eurostep hop layup is no good, but a foul and two free throws coming. That's going to be on Penny. That's going to be the fourth now on Penny. And we'll send Brendan Miller to the free throw line for a pair. Miller, 79% free throw shooter this season. Oh, now 12 of 15. He nails the first. Miller, 9.5 points a game, 7.5 assists a game, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. Only averaging 2 turnovers a game from the point guard spot. He nails both free throws. Give him 5 and push the lead to 19. Pass inside. Knocked free. Still loose. Into the hands of Johnson. Now Spiker on the right block. Kicks it up on top. Leatherman tries a 3. This is short. Rebound is yanked away by Gatzmeier, and they'll get a foul going the other way on Cole Franken for a second. Substitutions. Wendmeyer back in there. Jeske back in there as well. Only guy we haven't seen is Cooper Eberle. .350 to go, third quarter. 39-20 Valley Falls. Dragons with the basketball. Clark between the rings. Kicks the left side of the floor to Miller. He'll try a deep three. It's wide right, and the long rebound to Johnson. Kicked up ahead of Leatherman and out of bounds. And they're going to say it was touched by Miller. He says he didn't touch it, but it'll stay with Donovan West. So here's Johnson with it a couple of steps in front of the timeline. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Jeske left to the wing. Tries to feed it inside, but it's stolen away, and now a foul on Jeske. So Donovan West has turned it over now 6 times tonight. And we will be see Eberle now for the first time. .325 to go. Brennan Miller walks across the timeline. Kicks it left side to Evan. Now Cervantes left at the head of the circle. Crosses over. Dribble handoff to Miller. Now Cervantes, top of the key. He'll pull for a 3 and bury it. 13 for Dylan Cervantes, and the lead up to 22 for the Dragons with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Johnson between the rings, a couple of steps in front of half court. And he travels. Checking into the game now for the Dragons, a senior Logan Martins for the first time. He'll replace Brennan Miller. 2:54 remaining in the third quarter. Avery Gatzmeyer on the left wing. Rips through, drives to the baseline. Stops, kicks it cross court. Cervantes, another open triple look. This one rattles in and out. Offensive rebound for Clark. His follow misses. And Donovan West will finally clear it away. Up ahead, Spiker. He'll drive in. Throws it high off the window, and he got hit on the arm and fouled. Trent Spiker will go to the line and shoot a pair. It's going to be on Carson Clark. That will be his third. Spiker 0 for 2 from the stripe tonight. Turn with 6 points. That free throw is well short. Cole Franken back into the game to replace Wendmeyer. 2:32 to go in the third quarter. One more free throw coming for Trent Spiker. This one is way off to the right. Just a line drive shot that had no shot. Valley Falls back with it, leading by 22. Evans drives left lane line, kicks it out. Gatzmeyer, he'll shoot a deep three and bury it. That was from 25 feet. And Gatzmeyer has his first triple to give him 9. 25-point lead now. Johnson a floating shot that rims out. Rebound to Martins, and here come the Dragons, a 3-on-2. Cervantes to Clark. He'll lay it up and in. 6 for Clark. and the lead is 47-20 with under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, and Coach Johnson's going to use a timeout. We'll take this one. Again, it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 1:57 to go, the third quarter. It's a full timeout. 47-20. Valley Falls has upped their lead to 27 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:57 to go, third quarter, 47-20. Valley Falls is up their lead to 27. Out of the timeout, Donovan West is going to turn it over. Eighth turnover of the game, fourth of the third quarter. So Valley Falls with the basketball. Cervantes drives in, flips it off to Clark. He'll lay it up and in. Eight for Carson Clark. Lead is 29 with 1:35 to go. The third quarter of play here in this final game before the holiday break. Cole Franken tries baseline, tries to go up and under, but has it swatted away by Clark. Now the ball saved in by Gassmeyer, but Donovan West will have it. Braden Johnson on the left wing, kicks it off to Spiker in the corner. Now Everly back out on top, Franken, right side Leatherman. Everly now, top of the key, crosses over, spins it back to Johnson. He'll dribble to the line, have it poked free into the hands of Franken. Back to Spiker in the left corner. Valley Falls just played such good defense. Here's a three by Johnson that misses. Rebound tipped around, it's taken by Leatherman. Inside to Spiker, he'll flick it up and miss it. And the rebound to Logan Martins of Valley Falls. 50 seconds to go, here come the Dragons. Cervantes gets all the way inside, stops. To back out to Martins on the wing. Now back to Cervantes with 40 seconds to go. He gets the screen from Evans. Cervantes still with it. Now Martin backs it out. Right side of the floor to Cervantes. Gets the screen from Clark. Rejects it. Now Clark at the left right baseline. Up on top, Gassmeyer. A 27-footer this time. It's air balls. Maybe a little bit too far on that one. As Gassmeyer tried to shoot that one from the parking lot. He'll check out of the game now as Vernon Miller comes back in with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. So 15 seconds to go. Austin West will slowly walk it up the floor and take the final shot. On top, Everly. 7 seconds now to Johnson. It's stolen away. Drive inside. It's going to be a layup. It's up and in for Zach Evans. And that'll give Evans 12, and that'll push the lead to 31 as we head to the fourth quarter of play. Three corners are down, one to go. It's 51-20. Valley Falls with the lead. Fourth quarter when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
So come home to Foster Ford and Holton.
Let Ray, Scott, Jordan, or myself, Lonnie Coder,
help you find solid, reliable transportation when you're ready for your next vehicle purchase.
Oh, the holiday, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Come home. Come home to the friendly folks at Foster Ford, Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter, 51-20 is our score. Valley Falls with the lead. Donovan West will start with the basketball. It'll be Leatherman, Franken, Penny, Johnson, and Spiker out there. Immediately a turnover. Gaffmeyer to the other end. He lays it up and in. He's got 11. As we'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Reached the 30-point threshold, so only time the clock will stop is if a coach takes a timeout. Leatherman, top of the key, triple. Yes. 6 for Brock Leatherman, 53-23 at Alley Falls. Imagine that Coach Gatzmeyer will start emptying his bench here before long. Gatzmeyer up on top. Cervantes, he drives in. He's going to hit with a charge. Out of control a little bit. He'll pick up his second. Here's Spencer Dormaggi checking into the game to replace Zach Evans, who's had a solid night. His night likely done. 12 points for Zach tonight. 8 of those came in the first half. 6:40 to go. Clock again. Continue to roll. Johnson between the rings. Gets it right out of the floor to Spiker. Cross-court pass, Johnson on the left side. He'll fake on a three. Now Franken left corner. Off to Penny. He's stolen away. Gatzmeyer, Avery to the other end. Lays it up and in. 13 points for Avery Gatzmeyer. 55-23. Pass inside. Johnson lays it over the front of the rim and in for Donovan West. Johnson with 7. Quickly the other way. Brennan Miller, layup way too strong, and the rebound to Penny. So back and forth we go. And they're going to travel. Kobe Windmeyer back in for Donovan West to replace Franken. Again, the clock continuing to roll. 5:50 and counting to go. So these two teams after this again are going to take the holiday break. Frank Kratchner drives in, spins, faces up, shoots a 10-footer, rims in and out. And we're going to get a foul going underneath on Donovan West, I think. It's going to be on Penny, and that will be his 5th. Donovan West won't play again until January the 4th when they host Frankfurt. And Valley Falls, meanwhile, will play January the 3rd. They'll host Moorhead at the Academy for what is always a spirited battle. So 5 minutes to go. 55-25 Valley Falls. Fraction on the left block. Spins. Gets the middle lane. Goes up and under. Now shoots a fadeaway. Out, in and out. The rebound will go to Cervantes. He missed it. Trying to get it back. Now the ball saved into Valley Falls. Ball tipped around. It's loose. Tricked away by Spiker. Trent will drive in. Absorb contact. Folded up. Missed it. But he got fouled. Avery Gatzmeyer will pick up his second, and he'll send Trent Spiker to the free throw line for a pair. Trent 0 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. First free throw here. Rims in and out. One more free throw to go for Trent Spiker. One of the 4 seniors on this roster for the Mustangs. Spiker misses both. Couple of freshmen. But only 8 guys total on this roster. Kratchner inside, lays it up and in. Trent Kratchner with 4. 57-25. Johnson, left corner, 3. That's too strong. Another rebound for Cervantes. He has been a monster on the boards, and he is not a big guy by any means. He's just hustled everybody. Gatzmeyer rips through to the baseline, goes up and under with a right hand. It's short, but he got fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Crane Johnson will pick up that foul, so Avery to the line. He averages 12 points a game through the first five. Hasn't shot it great, only 34% field goal percentage for Gatzmeyer, but he nails the free throw. He is 54% from the line, 7-13. Logan Martins checks into the game to replace Cervantes, who's going to end his night with 13 points. And Gatzmeyer nails both. Now we'll get another sub, 15 points for Gatzmeyer as he'll end his night. We'll see Denton Elias, the senior, in the game. 2:30 to go. 59-25, Valley Falls. Pass inside. Leatherman's going to lay it up and in. He's got eight. And Coach Gatzmeyer is going to finally empty his bench now as Miller tried to feed it inside, but we're going to get three new guys into the game. We'll see Hayden Carney, a freshman, checking in and getting some tick. Also, John Frakes, a junior. And Nolan Doramaggi. In there as well as Jonathan West turns it over again. And Al Cooper Eberly back in there for Jonathan West along with Franken. 1:45 to go. Spiker and Leatherman both check out, which will likely end their nights. We have just 90 seconds remaining. Carney dribbles it out on top for Valley Falls. Gets it left side of the floor to Elias. Up on top to Nolan Doramaggi. Back to Carney. Dribble to the right hand of the corner. Crosses over. Flicks it out between the rings to Logan Martin. Here's a three-pointer by Nolan Doramaggi. It's too strong. Hayden Carney with the offensive rebound. 1:10 to go. Logan Martin's in the right corner. Kicks it to the near side of Nolan Doramaggi and the left corner to Elias. Frakes calling for it on the inside. Frakes does have good size. He's probably 6'4", 6'5". Pass inside to Frakes. He powers in and puts it off the window and down. First points of the night for John Frakes, and much to the end of the Valley Falls bench. There's a three chucked up by Johnson that misses. Carney with another rebound. 40 seconds to go. And now past the other end, Frakes loses it out of bounds. So Valley Falls turnover. Just the sixth turnover tonight for Valley Falls. They only average nine turnovers a game, and they've only got six so far tonight. 22 seconds remain. 61-27, Valley Falls. Johnson drives baseline, misses it inside. Elias holds on to it. He'll give it off to Carney. Carney will slowly walk it up the floor and probably be able to dribble the rest of this clock out. Carney behind the back. That's going to be it. Final score tonight, Valley Falls 61, Jonathan West 27. We'll take our post-game break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time here to Valley Falls High School. Final score of the boys' game tonight, Valley Falls 61, Donovan West 27. Valley Falls improves to 6-0. Led into 2022 undefeated. Donovan West drops to 2-4. Game really wasn't in question at any point. Valley Falls led 14-8 after one and got up to an 11-point advantage after two, but held Donovan West to just 3 points total in the third quarter to lead by 31 going into the fourth quarter to give us our running clock, and then the 61-27 final. Well, Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Look at the final numbers. They are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Donovan West, 13 turnovers tonight, only 1-3. The big number two goes 4 of 12 shooting from the free throw line tonight for the Donovan West Mustangs. Leading scorer was Brock Leatherman with 8, 7 for Creighton Johnson, 6 for Trent Spiker, 2 apiece for Kelby Windmeyer, Hudson Penny, and Cole Franken. Valley Falls, meanwhile, only 6 turnovers tonight, 3 three-pointers. They were a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line, led in scoring by Avery Gatzmeyer, who had 15, 13 for Dylan Cervantes, 12 for Zach Evans, 5 for Brennan Miller, 4 points for Trenton Kraxner, and 2 apiece for John Frakes and Spencer Dormaggi. So Valley Falls 6-0 on the year, and they have now won 5 of their 6 games by at least 25 points. So the Dragons are off to a great start, one of the top-ranked teams in the state for good reason. One final thing to do, that's to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and although Gatzmeyer led the Dragons in scoring, I'm going to go with Dylan Cervantes. 13 points tonight, several assists, had to have at least 10 rebounds tonight. He gave a big, big spark for Valley Falls here this evening, so he is going to be our player of the game, brought to you again by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Earlier tonight, Donovan West girls picked up a victory. They moved to 5-1 on the year with a 57-34 win. And the nightcap, though, it's Valley Falls getting the victory to earn the split 61-27. You can check out complete scores up at MSCSports.net. Also, a few games still to go coming up tomorrow night. But this is our final broadcast here of 2021. What a year it has been. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us throughout what has been another tough year, COVID-filled year, but a good one. We've gotten through it here in 2021. So for our man, Kirk Kilman, taking care of us back at the studios. Kirk, thank you so much. I'm Johnny King, saying so long here from Valley Falls High School on the MSC Sports Radio Network.